Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good buddy Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is chief economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. And first off, when Karen Kerrigan, the president of that fine organization, joined us, and then later we met Ray, and he's been joining us ever since. And he's here to talk to us about some information he's recently received from small business owners. Ray Keating, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back on the show. Ray, recently you polled small business owners about how they were feeling about things in general, about their future. What did you find out?
Yeah, it's unfortunately not good news, but it goes along with a lot of other surveys out there about small business owners. They're not confident. They're not feeling comfortable where things are. In fact, you could say they're downright almost depressed about policy coming out of Washington and the economy. So this is one of those things that when you watch some of the.
Well, wait a minute, Ray.
Yep.
Wait a minute, Ray. You're saying they're. When I heard Mr. Bernanke talking yesterday about the economy, he's confused about why the economy isn't turning. In fact, I think he basically used that term or he used that expression. We're not quite sure why we still have these headwinds. But you're saying small business owners have basically got it figured out? They know, but he doesn't?
Well, the problem is that so many people in Washington, although they talk very favorably about small businesses, right? They all love, no matter which side of the political aisle they're on, they all love small businesses. But the problem is I don't think they take small businesses seriously enough when it comes to, the entrepreneur's role in the economy.
Right.
The numbers bear it out. We should know that, the bulk of new job creation comes from small businesses and innovation comes from small businesses, et cetera. So the numbers back up the pro-small business rhetoric, if you will, that small businesses matter. But unfortunately, when folks in Washington and often on Wall Street, when they're looking at the economy, they look at the big firms and what their latest profits and losses are, and that's important. But if you really want to get an idea of where the economy is, you got to look at where small business is. And, our survey...
But are you surprised and therefore disappointed that Mr. Bernanke had no... That he actually is confused about this? I mean, is it too much of a political danger for him to call it like it is? Or do you think he really, the Fed chairman, is he really unclear about why the economy is not turning around? He keeps talking about the headwinds instead of talking about the dynamo that Main Street can be to fight those headwinds.
Well, your question is a good question because the Fed has become less independent since, September, late summer 2008, September 2008.
Yep.
And that raises the issue of what's the answer to your question? Is it that he just doesn't get it on a lot of things? And maybe he doesn't. Quite frankly, I don't think he gets it on monetary policy.
Right.
But is it that, or is it that now the Fed the Fed chairman is so closely linked with the policies of this current administration that he feels less independent, less free, if you will, to really lay out what's going on in the economy?
And Ray, that's scary. Yeah. I mean, if it's one of the two, and maybe an aggregation of both, and either way, that is not good for America right now.
Right. Either way. Is it a mix? Is it one or the other? Whatever the answer is, people shouldn't feel too comfortable about it. You're absolutely right. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I didn't. You know, it's amazing to me, Ray, how many things that we've, you know, folks like you and I who don't have a life, we study, you know, we kind of pay attention to these things every day because we don't have a life. You know, you and I, these things are kind of on our mind, but for that kind of blatant comment, for him to make that, I mean, I've never seen so many things that I've once feared become blatantly clear that I really should fear them.
Well, you know, there's other things that they said. The Federal Open Market Committee statement said yes.
Ray, hold on to that thought.
Well.
Hold on to that. Ray, hold that thought. I want to come back. I want to get your full thought on that when we come back after these messages. Folks, this is very troubling right now, and it might have slipped under your radar what he said yesterday. For the Fed chairman to actually say he's confused about why the economy isn't turning around, that's not a good statement for him to make. It's very troubling. We're going to get Ray to talk to us about this a little bit more. Ray Keating is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.